Gold fell to a two-week low as the dollar rose and rate cut bets shifted. Gold prices dropped to a two-week low as the U.S. dollar strengthened and markets pushed back their expectations for Federal Reserve rate cuts. The relationship is mechanical. A stronger dollar makes gold more expensive in other currencies, and higher for longer rates raise the cost of holding an asset that pays no interest. The simple version. Gold fell to its lowest price in 2 weeks as the U.S. dollar index climbed, and traders dialed back their bets on Federal Reserve rate cuts in 2026. If you own gold through an ETF, a brokerage account, or a retirement account with a commodity fund, your balance dropped alongside the price. If you do not own gold, this story still matters because the same forces, dollar strength, and rate expectations affect the cost of borrowing, the return on saving. The short version of the mechanism, gold is priced in U.S. dollars. When the dollar gets stronger, gold becomes more expensive for buyers using euros, yen, or pounds, so demand softens and the price falls. At the same time, gold pays no interest or dividend. When interest rates stay high or rise, a treasury bond or a high-yield savings account becomes a more attractive alternative. Both forces hit gold at once this week. The numbers. Gold spot price fell to a two-week low as of June 24, 2026, reflecting the combined pressure of dollar strength and repriced rate expectations Federal Reserve, Federal Reserve Gov. The U.S. Dollar Index DXY, which measures the dollar against a basket of six major currencies, rose alongside the gold decline, reflecting shifting rate differentials Fred S.D. Lewis Torg / Series / DTWEX. The federal funds target rate currently sits at 3.50 to 3.75%, set at the April 29, 2026 FOMC meeting, and held since Federal Reserve, Federal Reserve Gov. The 10-year Treasury yield, a benchmark for the opportunity cost of holding non-yielding assets like gold, has remained elevated relative to pre-2022 levels Fred S.D. Lewis Torg / Series / DGS10. The 3-month Treasury bill yield, a proxy for short-term risk-free return, continues to offer a positive real return that competes directly with gold as a store of value Fred S.D. Lewis Torg / Series / DTB3. Gold is up roughly 25% over the prior 12 months despite this week's pullback, reflecting the longer-run demand tied to central bank purchases and inflation hedging Fred S.D. Lewis Torg / Series / Goldang 228 NLBM. Why a stronger dollar pushes gold prices lower. Gold trades globally in U.S. dollars. That single fact explains most of the short-term price swings you see on any given week. When the dollar strengthens against other currencies, a gram of gold costs more in euros, yen, or British pounds than it did the day before. Foreign buyers respond by purchasing less, and demand falls. Lower demand, same supply, lower price. That is the whole mechanism. The rate expectations piece works differently but compounds the same direction. Gold pays no coupon, no dividend, and no yield. Owning gold means foregoing whatever a treasury bond or savings account would pay. When markets expect the Fed to cut rates, that foregone return shrinks, making gold relatively more attractive. When markets push rate cuts further out or price in no cuts at all, the foregone return grows and gold looks less appealing. These two forces, dollar direction and rate expectations, are not always in sync, but this week they move together. That is why the price drop was sharp enough to make headlines. Neither force changed the fundamental supply of gold in the world. What changed was the relative attractiveness of holding it. The real cost lends on a $10,000 gold position at current rates. Suppose you put $10,000 into gold via an ETF and held it for 10 years instead of putting that same $10,000 into a 10-year treasury note at the current yield. Here is what the math looks like at a 4.25% average annual yield on the bond side, assuming gold appreciates at its 20-year historical average of roughly 8% per year. And the ETF charges a 0.40% annual expense. Gold ETF after 10 years at 8% annual return minus 0.40% expense ratio. Approximately $21,280 net of fees, pre-tax. 10-year treasury held to maturity at 4.25%. Approximately $15,200 at maturity. plus $425 per year in guaranteed interest payments, totaling $4,250 over the period. The treasury produces a known, contractual return. The gold position produces a higher potential return, but with no guarantee, no income along the way, and full exposure to dollar strength and rate expectations, swings like the one this week. A one-week drop of 2% on a $10,000 gold position is $200 gone in 5 trading days. A treasury holder felt none of that. The trade-off is not that one is good and the other is bad. The trade-off is that gold is a volatile, non-yielding asset whose price is partly set by currency markets and interest rate psychology, while a treasury is a contractual IOU from the U.S. government. Understanding what you are foregoing in either direction is the actual job of this exercise. Gold does not pay you to wait. When interest rates are high, that silence is expensive. What this means? For most people, this week's gold move is a footnote unless they hold gold directly. The larger takeaway is structural. Every asset has an opportunity cost, and that cost changes when the Fed holds rates high. Cash-like instrument savings accounts, money market funds, short-term treasuries are more competitive today than they were from 2009 to 2021 when rates were near zero. That changes the math on every non-yielding asset, not just. The Fed has not signaled imminent cuts. Until that changes, the same upward pressure on the dollar and the same downward pressure on non-yielding assets will stay in place. That does not mean gold will keep falling. It means the headwinds that caused this week's drop have not gone away. What this is not a prediction of where gold prices go next week, next month, or next year. This is not advice on whether to buy gold, sell gold, or avoid gold entirely. This is not a recommendation about any specific gold ETF, gold fund, or gold-related security. This is not a statement that treasuries are better than gold or that gold belongs in your portfolio. This is not personalized investment guidance of any kind. Sources: Federal Reserve, Federal Funds Target Rate, and FOMC Decisions. https://www.federalreserve.gov. Fred U.S., Dollar Index Broad Deet Wexbus. https://fredsdlewisftorg/series/deet-wexbus. Fred 10-Year Treasury Constant Maturity Rate DGS10. https://fredsdlewisftorg/series/DGS10. Fred 3-month Treasury Bill Secondary Market Rate DTB3. https://fredsdlewisftorg/series/DTB3. Fred Gold Fixing Price in London Gold Eng 228 NLBM. https://fredsdlewisftorg/series/Gold Eng 228 NLBM. U.S. Treasury Current Yield Information. https://www.treasury.gov.